Hello and welcome to our Facebook live stream for today. I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today we're going to be talking about yoga for upper body strength. So this was a very popular request, and it's something that many of you requested, yoga for upper body strength. So I see we have people joining us. So when you join in, I would love for you to say hello in the comments, say your name, and say where you're joining us in the world and what time it is for you. So as I said, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and I am the host of Yoga with Melissa. We do real yoga for real people. And today we are talking about yoga for upper body strength. And this was something that was highly requested to do a live stream on. So thank you so much for joining us. I see we have several people joining us. So as you join in, please leave your name in the comments and let us know where in the world you are joining us from and what time it is where you're joining us. And then I can know a little bit about who's here and where you're joining us from, and then we'll get into the live stream. So the other thing that I wanted to know today is why you're interested in upper body strength. So let me know in the comments why you're interested in upper body strength. Why is upper body strength important for you? So type that in the comments. Let me know what is important to you about upper body strength. So why did you tune in today? What do you hope to get out of this live stream? Why do you want to learn more about upper body strength? Why is upper body strength important to you? So go ahead and leave that in the comments so that I know that I can make sure to cover what's important to you in the next few minutes that we have together today. So just waiting for those comments to come in so that we can make sure we cover off what's important to you today, why upper body strength is important to you. So I see we have lots of people joining us, and it's great to have you all with us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. So when we do live streams, just so you know, technology and bandwidth can be an issue. So if you notice that we freeze or the live stream stops, just take a nice yogic breath and take a moment, and things usually restart. If we have any problems, then what we'll do is we will start a new feed. That happened yesterday and we just had to start a new feed. So just know that that may happen and we'll start a new feed. But otherwise, just take a few minutes and we'll start. So I see we've got lots of people joining us now. So I've asked you a few questions. Leave us in the comments. Let us know who's here and why you're here. And then also let us know why upper body strength is important to you. So why you joined us today. So I see, I gotta have my glasses on, I can't read this. I see Kathy's here. And she walks with a group, so her legs are getting strong, but she wants to have strong arms for bone health. Yeah, so strength training is really important for preventing osteoporosis and for building bone density, so that's a really good one. Ivy's here, and she said she broke her shoulder and her back in the past, so she needs her muscles to do what her skeleton cannot, to hold her up. And that's a really good reason for strength training too, for stability, and also to prevent those kind of injuries as well. Kathy said good morning, and she says good morning to all who are watching, so thank you so much for joining us. So the rest of you who are watching, go ahead and just leave your comments as to why you're here, why upper body strength is important to you. So Tatiana's here this morning. Hi Tatiana, leave me a comment and let me know why upper body strength is important to you. So I have some reasons that I've written down why upper body strength is important. And one of the reasons that upper body strength is important, one of the questions that I used to get a ton, I don't get so much anymore, is that it's how to lose weight. And the more muscle mass that you have, the higher your standing metabolism is. So that means that it causes you to, if you do weight training, if you do muscle training, you burn more calories even when you're resting. So you, for up to 72 hours after you exercise, there's a phenomenon called the afterburn. And so any kind of strength training can help you with that. Okay, so I'm just looking at Jennifer's comment. I'm sorry your shoulder is bothering you this morning. So she's talking about strength training being important for her upper body because she's got shoulder issues. So as Kathy already mentioned, strength training is important for to prevent bone loss. And it's really good for preventing osteoporosis, especially as we age. Weight-bearing exercises are really important. Bernice says she's here from Las Vegas, and she says one of the reasons why she wants to increase her upper body strength is so that she can lift her groceries. And this is a really important one. As we age, we want to be able to have our independence and to be able to do things for ourselves. And this is a great reason to have upper body strength. Kathy's here from California, and it's the same time as it is for me here in British Columbia. It's 9 in the morning, just after 9 in the morning. Upper body strength contributes to good posture, so I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, but the weaker your upper back muscles are, the more hunched you get over too. So strength in your upper back is really important for good posture. We spend a lot of time at computers, at our handheld devices, eating, driving, and all these things weaken our posture. And when we spend time strengthening our upper back, it helps to improve our posture. Ivy's talking about a video that she did yesterday in the membership community that really helped to loosen up her shoulders. That's a really good one. Strength training can really help to reverse the signs of aging. There are some statistics that say that we lose up to 40% of our muscle mass as we age by the time we're 60. So we can reverse that with some strength training. I think you're probably with me. Give me a thumbs up if you don't want that to be you. if you don't want to lose 40% of your muscle mass by the time you're 60, give me a thumbs up. I've seen lots of thumbs up on that. So that just generally makes you more at risk for injury. So strength training, it keeps the joints of your upper body stable. So it keeps your shoulders, your elbows, and your wrist joints stable. So we talked a lot about that yesterday with wrist care for yoga. So if we do this upper body strength training, is going to keep those joints stable and it's going to help to prevent injury. It's going to keep your thoracic spine upright, as I said. And in our culture, our arms are chronically underused. We tend to just always have our arms in front of us like this, and that's it. And our ancestors, they spent a lot of time using their arms, way more, reaching, like if you think about picking for fruit, digging in the soil, gardening, gathering, lifting children. Now we have so many tools to do these things for us. And they used to make weapons, and they used to hunt and gather and carry children. And you used to move your arms through a huge range of motion. You used to crawl and climb. And we just don't do these things anymore. We have tools to do them for us. And pretty much the only thing we do now is this. And so our arms are wildly underused. And not only that, we're very much suffering from handedness. So if you're right-handed, you're right-hand dominant, or you're left-handed, you're left-hand dominant. And that means real imbalances as well. And if you're right-handed, then you're always carrying a bag on your left hand and vice versa. So we really got to work out these imbalances through, and yoga can be a great way to do that. So hi Jennifer, this will be up on Facebook after. So those are some problems. From a yogic point of view, strength training is amazing because when we have a strong body, it means we are strong mentally, we're strong emotionally, we're strong energetically. So if you're always feeling like you don't have enough energy, or you're feeling like weak emotionally, or you're feeling weak mentally, or you're feeling weak spiritually, then work on your physical body. Work on strengthening your physical body, and then you're going to have more strength through all of the layers of your being. And I really think also that strength training helps chronic conditions from back pain, arthritis, you got to strengthen the muscles around your joints, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. And I know it's been an important part of the puzzle for me in managing migraines. So I see there's loads and loads more people joining us. If you're just joining us, let us know where you're joining us in the world. And also let us know why strength training your upper body is important to you. Let me know in the comments. So today I'm going to be referring to a blog post about why strength training is important. And Tim will put that link in the comments so you can have a look at it. I also want to let you know about two Yoga with Melissa classes that we have on strength training that you can have a look at. One is a beginner yoga class for strength, and Tim will put that in the notes. And the other one is an intermediate yoga class for strength, and Tim will put that in the links below as well, in the comments below. And you can go and do those on your own time. They're both hour-long free classes, and you can enjoy them. And they have several yoga for upper body strength exercises in them. So give me a thumbs up if you're gonna go and do those classes maybe later today or later this week. This is my last live stream this week, so give me a thumbs up if you're gonna commit to doing those classes this week before I see you next week on the live stream. Yes, I'm seeing lots of thumbs up. Okay. So there are lots of yoga poses that have upper body strengthening in them. I'm really proud of you all for doing those classes this week. So why do you think, I want you to leave in the comments, why do you think yoga is good for upper body strength? Oh, Betsy's saying she suffers from Crohn's disease, and people with Crohn's have severe arthritis. So yeah, it's great for managing any kind of arthritis. So leave in the comments why you think yoga is good for strength training. Betsy says she's here to find out why. Good point. Okay, so we'll wait for those to come in, and I'll share with you some of my reasons that yoga is good for strength training. So when you're doing yoga, you're lifting your own, Kathy says resistance is good for upper body strength. And when you're doing yoga, you're lifting your own body weight. So It's great that you're lifting your own body weight, and you're lifting your own body weight against gravity. So this is a good thing. And in a yoga class, so when you're doing weights, you're lifting however much you're lifting, and you're lifting it in a controlled way. Whereas when you're doing a yoga class, you're moving your body in a variety of ways. So you're back bending, you're twisting, you're side bending, you're forward bending. So you're moving your body in a variety of ways on all planes and all different directions against gravity. And so this is very much more functional and it's more like real life. So this is really useful. And then with yoga, you're doing eccentric contractions. So that is, you're often elongating your muscle as you work it against gravity. So that means that you are getting long, lean muscles, where when you weight train, you're often contracting the muscles, and so they're shortening. So you're getting those long, sleek muscles with yoga. And then in yoga, you're also working endurance, which is really important. So it's more functional. When you're out doing hikes and things, you tend to go for longer periods of time. So when you're doing yoga, you've got the long holds. And so it teaches you how to do things for longer periods of time, whereas you might be doing things for short bursts with weights. Okay, so Kathy says she feels limber because of yoga and she can get out of a chair without grabbing the arm and groaning. Yes, that's nice, not doing the groaning. Okay, all right, so let's move on. We're actually gonna do some yoga poses for strength. So let me know in the comments, what are your favorite yoga poses for upper body strength, because there are several of them and we'll go through them together and we'll talk about what parts of your body they're good for. So what yoga poses do you like for upper body strength? Put that in the comments below and we'll do them, and I'll do them as they come in, and I'll make sure we cover off all the ones that I've got written down here too. And we're gonna do the ones that are accessible. Yay, Kathy put the one I have down first, Eden. Okay, so she said downward facing dog. This is a great pose for upper body strength because you're working against gravity, you're pushing your weight against gravity. It's good for your arms and it's good for your shoulders and it's good for your back. So you guys can do this with me. We'll do a downward facing dog. And I don't know how much my body is going to show up in this frame, but we'll give it a shot. Part closest to the wall. Okay. So you'll place your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips, and you're going to lift up and back. And you can see that your back, you can feel that your back, your shoulders, your wrists, your elbows, they're all being strengthened here. Okay, so Kathy and Betsy said that planks are good for upper body strength, and they are right. Those are fabulous yoga poses for upper body strength, and there's a few different ways that we can do planks. So let's look at a few different ways that we can do planks. And I see that there's a ton of people with us now. So if you're just joining us, let us know why you're interested in yoga for upper body strength. Why is upper body strength important for you? Okay, so plank pose. What my favorite way to do it is on your forearms, because I feel it most, it takes the wrists out of the equation. You really feel it in your core. So you come down onto your forearms, you roll your shoulders back and down, and you pull your hip bones back. You can stay on your knees, or you can lift your knees and come onto your toes. So this, again, you feel it in your back, you feel it all through your core, shoulders, chest, forearms. And then you can do it on your hands, and then you've got your wrists, shoulders, all your whole arms, your back. Great pose for upper body strength. You can also do a plank from all fours, so from your quadruped cat pose position. If you curl your toes under and lift your knees, you can do it from here. You could also make this more challenging by lifting opposite arm and opposite leg. And then you get some brain yoga in it as well. So there's lots of options for your plank pose. So Betsy wants to know how long she should hold plank pose for optimal benefit, or how long for any position. So this is a really good question, and it would really depend on your physical ability and your strength. So if you're just, because I think Betsy mentioned she had Crohn's, so you want to listen to your own body. And if you're starting to get neck pain, you want to stop. Like, you don't never want to go into pain. You always want to be able to breathe through it. So I would start for 5 to 10 breaths, but you can hold for 30 breaths. That's great, but just never go into pain. So really see how it goes, would be my answer. And also just never go into pain. So when we're talking about upper body strength, we want to start small and build. Because for most of us, we have a lot of, just generally, our upper bodies are very weak. And so when you start, you're probably going to start, don't start and hurt yourself and then not be able to do it. Start small and build, rather than start big, hurt yourself, and not be able to do it again. That's my advice to you. Okay, so you guys said plank, you said downward facing dog, so that's two. Can you think of any other yoga poses that work your upper body? Surely we can come up with more than two. Okay, so Tim said crow pose. I have major objections with crow pose because I think in my experience, many of my students have injured themselves in crow pose. I had one of my students sprain their ankles in crow pose. Personally, every time I do crow pose, I hurt my neck in it. So I think also Tim, search for the blog post I did on crow pose, because there are other poses that I think are better than crow pose, and you can do them and receive all the benefits of crow pose without hurting yourself. Okay, Tatiana said puppy pose. Puppy pose to me is more of a flexibility pose, so I don't think you're getting a lot of strengthening from puppy pose. Okay, any others? Okay, let's go from, you guys mentioned plank, so I'm going to give you the next one. There's also reverse plank. So a lot of times it's variations on what you've already told me. So reverse plank, you can do a modified version with your knees bent. You can roll your shoulders back and down and then lift your hips up. And this one's really great because it strengthens your arms and your back, but it also really opens your chest and your shoulder girdle. And you can feel how much it stabilizes your shoulders, your elbows, and your wrists. So that's a really good one. And you can also do it with your legs straight. So reverse plank is a really good one too. Any others that you can think of? Any other yoga postures? I've got lots more. Surely you can think of more yoga postures for upper body strength. Okay, I will give you another one. Yeah, that's a good one. Kathy says she's going to try reverse plank today. Good. Yay. Ivy says it fights osteoporosis to lift your own weight. That is very true. These are really great to prevent osteoporosis. Okay, I'm going to show you one that is really good, and it, you know what? I think it's going to make you think of another one. So you're going to come and lie on your stomach, and you guys write in the comments when you know what it is, okay? I think it might make you think of two more. So you lie on your stomach, you take your hands underneath your shoulders, you roll your shoulders back and up, and then you inhale and you lift here. So when you do this pose, you're working your triceps, and you lower it down. So you can actually use this as a tricep push-up. So what's the name of this pose? It strengthens your back, your arms, and your buttocks. Did anybody write down what it's called? Yep, Kathy got it. Cobra pose. Yes, this is called Cobra pose. And Tatiana has got another one of, I think, one of the best poses for upper body strength. Yes. That is so Tatiana mentioned a really good one. It's my favorite one for upper body strength, and that is dolphin pose. So this pose, I think if you're interested in upper body strength, this is definitely one that you want in your repertoire. So dolphin pose looks like this. And then think about the ones that are like cobra pose that we could do next. So you're going to come on your forearms for dolphin pose, and then it's just like downward facing dog. You come into downward facing dog, and you can stay here, you can hang out here, or if you want to build even more upper body strength, you're going to walk your feet into your elbows and back. So the more you walk your feet into your elbows, the more challenging it is. And dolphin pose is a great pose to prepare for headstand and for all your inversions. So if you want to build upper body strength, dolphin pose is the way to go. How many of you practice dolphin pose? Give it a thumbs up. Doesn't look like too many. Okay, that's okay. How many of you are going to try dolphin pose? Give me a thumbs up if you're going to try dolphin pose. Good, I got to make sure I'm adding it in. Thank you, I'm so glad you're going to try dolphin pose. I'm going to make sure to add it into my yoga classes more often. It's a great upper body strengthening class. Okay, how about when you think about cobra pose, are there any other poses that are similar that you think of that are like it that you could do that are similar to cobra pose for building upper body strength? One that's almost the same. Okay. I will help you. I think they're pretty okay with doing strength. Okay, Sphinx pose. Sphinx pose would definitely build your upper body strength. It would build strength in your upper back. Yes, that's the one I was looking for. Barb comes with the answer. Yay! Barb wins the prize. Upward facing dog. Okay, so upward facing dog just takes more of your upper body strength than cobra in a way. It's just a little different than the way I did the cobra. The cobra is great because we did those tricep push-ups from cobra. But you come into downward facing dog, you curl your tail under, and then you're lifting all your body weight because your pelvis is off the ground in upward facing dog. A great strengthening for your wrists, through your elbow joints, through your shoulder joints, strengthening for your upper back, through your lower back. It's great for back problems. Great stretch through your toes. This is a fabulous upper body strengthening exercise. Okay, what about, there's another one that you guys have all forgotten, which I can't believe didn't come up first. It's the one you do in sun salutations. It's a moving one. One that most people just drop their chest right to the ground. What's that one called? It starts with a C-H. Can you remember what that one's called? Let's see. Anybody remember? It's in the middle of sun salutations. Downward facing dog. You inhale, you reach up, you fold forward. You come up through downward facing dog. What's the one in the middle of sun salutations that everybody falls on their face in? Not everybody. Anybody got it? I thought people would have this one no problem. Do you know the name of it, Tim?
Is it Chaturanga?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, Tim got it. It's Chaturanga. Chaturanga, you know the tricep push-ups? So let's all do this together. So you're going to take your hands in front of you. Okay, and you're going to draw your elbows straight back. So we're all going to do that together because that's the way you do a Chaturanga. Your elbows don't go out to the side. They run straight along aside your body. So now you know you can do this. Feel your elbows grazing your body. Okay. Kathy said she was having a brain cramp. She couldn't remember that. Okay, and then you start from plank. And then you're going to slowly lower down. And then you're going to exhale and push up. So inhale, slowly lower down. Exhale, push up. So this is great for your chest, for your triceps, for your biceps. And for your core, that's probably one of the best upper body strengthening yoga poses. So that's called Chaturanga. Crocodile? Crocodile is a good rest pose. Oh, maybe they call it crocodile. So crocodile looks like this. You lie on your belly. So it's called Chaturanga. Do you know how to... It's written here, Tim. Can you put it in the comments?
Sure. What, how to spell Chaturanga?
Yeah. Okay, I've got one more. It's a kind of plank. It's kind of plank pose that we haven't done yet. Can you think of what it is in this and put it in the comments? So we've done a quadruped plank, we've done plank on your forearms, we've done plank on your hands. What's one more kind of plank that we could do? That we haven't done yet. Sometimes it's how we get into wild thing pose. Yes, that's right, side plank. Thank you, Kathy. So if you come down onto your elbow and you're going to take your elbow directly underneath your shoulder and we're going to bend your knees back and then you're going to lift your rib cage away and lift your hips off the ground and reach your opposite arm up. That's side plank. Side plank is great for your shoulders. Your arms, if you can do it on your hand too, it's great for your wrist. It's especially good for your obliques. You can do it with your legs long as well. It's a great one for building upper body strength. So yeah, side plank is a good one. Okay, so those are my yoga for upper body strengthening exercises. So let me know in the comments what one is new to you and what one are you going to try on your yoga mat today. So let me know in the comments what yoga for strengthening upper body strength exercise is new for you. And what one are you going to try on your yoga mat today? Let me know in the comments. And let's see what you guys are all going to get up to in your yoga practice today when you're working on upper body strength. So I'm going to practice dolphin pose. That's what I'm going to commit to. I really want to build my upper body strength that way. So what are you guys going to be practicing? Okay, so Kathy says she's going to work on side plank and dolphin. And Betsy says she's going to practice all the different planks. Bernice says she's going to practice downward facing dog and upward facing dog. So that's great. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know what yoga pose for upper body strength you're going to practice. And now before we sign off and say goodbye for today and for our live streams this week, let me know in the comments, what's your biggest takeaway for today? So what's your biggest takeaway from the yoga for upper body strength live stream today? What did you learn most today? Bernice says she's going to, I've already got that. So let me know what your biggest takeaway was today for the yoga for upper body strength. Tatiana says she's going to do side plank because it's not her favorite, but she's going to do it. Betsy says, thank you. She says she said this was the best live Facebook out of the three. So Betsy, tell me why you thought this was the best live Facebook out of the three. Is it because we did yoga in it, or why for you was this the best one? Kathy says, take care. She said her takeaway is that it's important to have upper body strength. Yeah, it's definitely important to have upper body strength.
Do we have any of the videos in the membership?
And Kathy says she wants to be strong all over. And before you go, I want to highly recommend our value-added class in our membership community. We have a whole yoga for strength building series, short classes for each day of the week. It's a 7-day series designed to help you build strength in your body each day of the week. Monday is a core class. That's one of our top 10 most watched videos in our membership community. Tuesday is back. Wednesday is chest. Thursdays is biceps. Friday is triceps. Saturday is shoulders and Sunday is glutes. And each day we do a fusion of yoga inspired poses and the best of strengthening exercises. And in each class you strengthen your lower body while working your upper body as well. So Tim will put the link to that in the comments. If you're a member, you can go and do those. You could do a whole week of strength training. And if you're not a member, we'll put a link to how to become a member of our community. We'd love to have you as a member of our community. So Betsy says what she liked about this was that that we actually taught yoga out of this. Kathy says she's going to her mat now. Did I miss any of the other takeaways? Tatiana, okay, I think I got them all. So Betsy says she can't afford yoga classes right now. Just so you know, Betsy, we put out a free class every Friday. And two of the classes that Tim posted here, two of the strength classes, that Tim posted here were free too. So go back in the comments and look at the Yoga for Strength Beginners and the Yoga for Strength Intermediate class. Those were both free as well. So we put out a ton of free content. There are over 339 free classes, hour-long classes. So loads of free content as well. But of course, our best free our best content and our value-added content is always in our membership community. And before I say goodbye, just let me know what you would like to see in future live feeds in the comments. So Betsy says she really liked that I did yoga on a live feed. So Betsy, if you have ideas of other yoga you'd like to see in a live feed, let me know in the comments. I will be back next week for a live feed. We are off. Tomorrow I have a phone date with my very good friend Jen, and then we are off camping for the weekend. And I will see you next week for more live feeds. So thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Tatiana. I really enjoyed having you with us in the live feeds this week. Thank you, Betsy, for being with us. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Ivy. And thank you to everybody who was here. Thanks for participating. That's what makes these so fun. And I really appreciate your presence. We are heading out to film some membership classes now. And I will see you next week. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.